Hey, welcome to another episode of Shauna Speaks Life, where we empower women one conversation at a time. OMG. Listen, y'all. I want to share with you real quick, maybe not so quick. You know how people say, like, long story short, but it really don't be short. That's probably going to be what this is, but I want to tap in and share something with you about my hair journey. Listen. So, I don't know about you, but me as a Black woman growing up as a little girl, hair was my identity, right? I was a chubby kid. I was really short. I'm still really short, to be honest, but I was really short. But I had hair. I had long hair. I've always had really long hair. And I was always told, you know, by adults, even by like boys growing up, like, oh, your hair is so thick and full and pretty. Well, boys weren't saying that it was thick and full, right? But they were acknowledging that I had pretty long hair. And I just remember more so in middle school is when I really noticed how a girl's hair got her more attention, or how girls' hair got them less attention, or like, you know, the bald head scallywag, your hair don't touch your bag. I don't know if you know that song, but that was a song and it was popular when I was growing up. I'm aging myself and that is okay. But seriously, like, I grew up during the time where light-skinned girls were in. I think they still in. Shout out to my light-skinned girls, because y'all always in, right? We always in all season, every shade of color is in every season. But during this time in my life, light skin specifically was always in. So it didn't matter if they had long hair, short hair, curly hair, straight hair, coarse hair. It didn't matter what it was. If they were light skin, they were in. So me being a brown skin chubby girl, it was like, oh, that's a chubby girl with the pretty hair. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like I was known, like, that was something good about me, was that I had this long, thick hair. It wasn't, oh, the smart one, or, oh, you know, the pretty girl. It was like, oh, the chunky girl with the thick hair, chunky girl with the long hair. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, but I carried that with me. And I truly, truly believed for a long time that my hair was my identity. I believed that if I didn't have long hair, if my hair wasn't always, you know, fresh to death, whipped and dipped, that I wasn't beautiful, that I wasn't seen, you know, that I wasn't heard. Growing up, you know, my mama slapped that, listen, my mama slapped that white crack, aka relaxer, in my hair when I was 5, because my hair was really thick and she didn't know how to braid. So to make it easier for her to manage, she put the white crack in my hair. And I wanted to make sure I explained what white crack was, just in case. I want you to know it has nothing to do with drugs. It is all about products that we put in our hair. So later on in life, I decided to go natural. I finally got to a place in my life where I was like, you know what? This is my hair and I'm going to do whatever I want to do with my hair. And I'm going to grow my hair out. I don't know what my hair looks like natural, because again, like I said, I went natural at freaking 5 years old. So I'm telling myself, I'm going to go natural and I'm going to love it. I'm going to embrace it. And I went natural when people were not going natural. It was not popular. If you were natural, no one knew, because you kept your hair, ooh, so silky straight. Right. So this was like early 2000s. Man, I'm really aging myself. But this was early 2000s when I decided to go natural, and I didn't do the big chop. I kind of just grew it out, because, again, even though on one end I was saying, like, you know, I'm on my hair and all of that, I would not cut my hair off. I was like, no, I'm going to grow it until all the relaxers at the very end, and then I'll chop it into a bob. So that's what I did. I went natural. I waited till the natural was showing at my chin. Then I went ahead, cut it off, wore the bob, and kind of just went from there. I was never really big on like weaves and wigs. And, you know, I would wear braids maybe twice a year. So that also wasn't really an option for me. So I literally just did the grow out. So I kept my hair straight until it got to that point. Once I cut my hair and started wearing it natural, it was like a thing. I was like, I don't know what to do with this because I've cut my hair in a bob before, but when it was relaxed, so it laid, it was just smooth. It was just like, you know, I got this, what, put a little piece behind my ear, and it was just like, whatever. But with it being natural, I would wash it, and I'm trying not to put heat in my hair, but then I'm like, what do I do with this? Because it was like this little mushroom sitting on top of my hair, and I was like, I don't know how to deal with this and what to do. It wasn't long enough for my Afro puff at the top of my head. I just wasn't really vibing with it, and it, like I said, it wasn't popular, so I couldn't just like YouTube videos on natural hair. There weren't a lot of naturalists out here doing hair, you know. Even though I used to do hair, it was like people weren't doing natural hair. Natural hairstyles just wasn't really a thing, which is funny because in the 60s and 70s it was a thing. My mom had a whole afro, Sandy Brown afro, beautiful afro, just this beautiful mane on her head. And then it was like there was this phase of like, no, black is only beautiful if your hair looked like this. So we all wanted to fit into society because we have been outside of society for so long. So my hair got to a length where now I'm like, okay, I can deal with it. I was doing my little updos, doing my little twists, my little braids, my puff, here, puff there. Like I was just really doing my thing. Again, when I say puff, I am not talking about any type of drug. I am speaking of a hairstyle. Puff, ponytail at the top, two ponytails at the bottom, ponytail in the back. I will put my shin bob on. For those of you who don't know what a shin bob is, it's like taking a t-shirt, putting it on your head, wrapping it in a bun in the back, or wrapping it in a bun in the front. I call it shin bob. I wonder what you call it. Why don't you tell me? Give me some feedback. Let me know. What do you call it? I call it a shin bob. I said that to my best friend. She was like, shin bob? Girl, what's that? I'm like, I've always called it a shin bob. I know I am not the only person who calls that a shin bob, but that's what I call it. That's what it is. Okay. Anyway, so I was at a point where sometimes I would wear my hair straight. More like 2-3 times a year, I would rock my hair, you know, and it's a little straight because I still every blue moon, like, okay, like, I want to switch it up, wear it straight for a little while. So I had met this guy and he met me. My hair was straight. You know, we exchanged phone numbers, blah, 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 blah. We went on a couple of dates back to back. So my hair was still straight. Listen, I'm laughing because it's funny now, but it was not funny then. So one time, and the last time we went on a date, my hair wasn't straight anymore. I had my hair out, like the natural essence of my hair. I had it parted down the middle. I had my little curls going. My hair was giving, right? And I was loving, you know, like I would keep my hair colored a certain color. Like it was just popping. It was like right in April, right after my birthday. It was really popping, right? So he came to pick me up and he was like, oh, you're natural. And I was like, yes. He was like, how long you been natural? At this point, it had been like 3 years. I was like, oh, a couple years. He was like, oh, I like your hair better when it's straight. I just gave him the look. I said, oh, okay. Didn't ask for your 2 cents, but thanks for sharing. So in the back of my head, I'm like, I see where you are. I see you. I am seeing you. So I'm going to go ahead and go on this date. I'm going to have this little free fun. We had a great, amazing time. And then that was the last time he heard from Shauna. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because here's my thing. You can have an opinion. You can have an opinion that you should keep to yourself, especially when you're trying to get to know someone. Because all you did was tell me that you don't accept me for who I am. You want me to keep my hair straight, which is also a part of who I am. But 90% of the time, my hair is in its natural state. My hair is curly, kinky, and out here for the world to see. Okay? My hair reaches for the sun. That's just what it does. And I really felt the way. I was like appalled at the fact that he not only said it, but like he had the audacity to say it and said it with his chest out, like, yeah, I, you know, prefer your hair straight and whatnot. You know, I was just like, oh. And every time I replayed it in my head, I was like, that was the audacity of him. Like, I didn't judge him for his, for the shoes he wore with his outfit, because I never would have did that. You know what I mean? I'm just like, we have to be accepting of people in the lane that they're in and who they are as a person, right? And I'm just thinking, like, had I been in the beginning of my going natural stage and being insecure about myself, I might have slapped the white crack back in my hair. I don't know. It's just interesting because that was just one encounter. You know, I dealt with it at work, you know, when I would go, you know, show my natural hair versus when my hair was straight. I mean, it had been natural, but I didn't always show it like that. And so people didn't always see it, you know, because even in natural, I wore it in a ponytail. I would slick it back in a ponytail, and then I would kind of like braid it into like a nice bun, or I would do two strand twist and then like pin it up. So people didn't really know I had like this really big mane, like I said, that reaches for the sun. So I would get the looks. I would get the whispers. Because again, going natural was not back on trend. So it was like me. And I feel like there were other women where I worked that were natural, but they was rocking their weaves, right? They like, uh-uh, honey, I'm not finna let the world see that. And I, again, I respect it. Everyone is entitled to their own journey, right? In their self-discovery. So I just feel like in that, and with that, it was just cute, or okay, I'm seeing the natural. I see you, queen. I see you doing your thing, queen. But for the most part, it was like, girl, your hair thick. That's a lot of hair. Ooh, that's, what are you doing? How do you handle that? Like, ooh, that's a lot. My goodness, right? It was just a lot of that, you know. And so because I grew up feeling insecure without long hair and then going into adulthood, being natural and hearing the comments and the thoughts and the opinions of others about me and my natural hair, I was just like, okay, you know, it wasn't giving me what I needed it to be giving. So there would be times and seasons where I felt like, dang, I should just go ahead and put a relaxer back in my hair. Also, because my hair was much more manageable with a relaxer, reality. But it was really more what people were saying, what people were thinking, and how being natural still wasn't like accepted for real. And to be honest, being natural still isn't 100% right accepted. I still go into settings and they're like, oh, that's how they wearing their hair today. You know, still want to touch my hair and things like that. And so it's been an interesting journey just from childhood up until now. The different facets of our hair, the different everything, right? From not being accepted to being accepted, from wanting to be accepted to finally like, I don't care if you accept it or not. This is my hair. Take me as I am. Like, that's where I am now. Like, if I want to have a piercing in my nose and you don't like it, then we don't need to work together. You don't like my tattoos, we don't need to work together. You don't like my hair, we don't need to work together. Like, that's just where it is for me. But it took me a long time and a long journey to get to a point where I'm like, this is me. My hair is a part of me because I choose for it to be. But like India Ari says, I am not my hair. And because I am not my hair, I don't need to hold on to my hair to feel like I'm accepted. I don't need my hair to be presented a certain way to feel accepted. If I want to shave all of my hair off, that's my business. If my hair doesn't grow back as a result of me shaving all my hair off, it is what it is. It's like, I am not my hair. My hair was my identity and it no longer is. Hence why I went ahead and cut the majority of my hair off. I went from being relaxed for half of my life to being natural to growing into some locks. I started taking my locks down just recently. I decided this lock journey isn't completely for me. I'm feeling it, but I'm not feeling it. So I started taking them down. I had 92 locks I took down 30 locks, 20 to 30 minutes per lock. 20 to 30 minutes per lock. Who has time for that? Why would you want time for that? The audacity. And I was just like, I just don't want to do this anymore. And I had an emotional moment about cutting my hair off. And that childhood, right? That little girl kicked in and was like, no, you can't cut your hair off. You won't be pretty if you cut all your hair off. Right? You won't be respected. All these beautiful, amazing women out here with their hair cut off, looking how it's looking, they out here killing it, right? But my story in my head kicked in for 2 seconds. You can't cut your hair off because you'll no longer be pretty. You can't cut your hair off because you won't be accepted. Says who? By who? And who cares? More importantly, who cares? Like, seriously, who cares? So I shaved my head off. Bye bye hair. And if it don't grow back, listen, that's what weaves and wigs are for, hunty. Just like it's hair, just like these are glasses that I'm rocking, just like that's lipstick you got on, just like that's an outfit you rocking, just like it is, right? My hair is an accessory. It is a part of me, but it is not me. It is not all of me. It doesn't like define me. Nothing on me defines me. It's what's inside that defines me, right? It's how I see myself. It's how I treat others. It's, you know what I mean? It's like the core. Who I am at my core is what matters. Not who I am on the surface, on the outside, on this appearance. Yes, I want to look fabulous and amazing, but I can do that in any way, shape, and form, fashion. It doesn't have to fit your mold. Right? What you do and how you do it doesn't have to fit my mold or anyone else's mold, but that's the problem. Society says you have to fit a certain mold. The world says you have to look a certain way. You have to fit the part. But last time I checked, I am not auditioning for a role of the life of Shauna. So since I'm not auditioning for a role that I already have because I am the star in my own life, the audacity of me to feel like I have to fit the mold that someone else has tried to place on my life and the lives of those around me. Girl, bye. Like, seriously, think about it. Why did I spend my whole childhood believing that my hair was my identity? Because I was insecure about other things about me that were on the outside. That I thought my hair was all I had. My hair is who I am, right? And as we get older, these ideas that we had, if we're not being poured into, if seeds are being planted in us, then we carry these things with us into adulthood. And then in adulthood, hopefully, you catch the vision. And you see that those are just lies. You see that none of that is true. That one, you were a child and those was kids that were saying the things that they were saying. Now the adults, shame on them. The adults who have things to say, shame on them. Because at the end of the day, we all are uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully made. Period, point blank, end of discussion. Pause there for a moment, right? Because we are. So if we are, we don't have to fit the mold. We weren't meant to fit the mold. Even twins have things that are different about them, right? So why do we have to sit here and all conform to this ideal image? I'll pass in a major way. No thank you to that. Bye-bye. So I say all that to say, long story short, right? Don't judge me. And I know I can't sing, but guess what? I don't care. Seriously, though, if you're considering something or if you've always felt insecure about something or felt the way about something, I need you to dig deep inside. What is the root cause of that? as an adult, why do you have these insecurities? Where did they stem from? Because they didn't just come out of thin air. They came from somewhere. And when you find the source of those negative thoughts about how you look, how you talk, how you walk, how you dress, when you find the root cause, you'll see that that root cause wasn't even truth. It may take you a minute to dig, right? Because you're going to have to go back in time. Was it a parent? Was it a sibling? Was it peers? Was it social media for you? For me, it was commercials and TV ads and stuff like that. What was it for you that planted the seeds in your mind to tell you that you were not enough the way you were? Now, don't get me wrong. I love to transform. I love to change up the hair, change the makeup, change the nails, all of that. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about for those who feel like without this or without that, I am not enough. If I don't wear makeup, I'm not pretty. If my hair isn't down my back, I'm not pretty. If my hair isn't this certain color, I'm not pretty. Right? If I don't wear this certain clothing size, I'm not pretty. Where does that stem from for you? Take the issue back to the root. Work through the issue and pull the root out of the ground. Get it out of the ground because it doesn't belong in your foundation. Your foundation shouldn't be set on expectations that others have placed on you on how you should look and who you should be. Who you were designed and created to be is exactly how you looked then and however you evolved into now. The world shouldn't be able to make you a puppet. So I challenge you to cut the strings, to take it back to the roots and dig them out. It may hurt, you may shed some tears, you may cry, but in that is healing. In that is some serious healing. There was healing for me. There was freedom when I accepted my hair, be it having it or it's gone. When I just cut my hair off, y'all know how freeing that was. I thought my head was big. Let's start there. I thought I had a really big head. So I never want to cut my hair off because I'm like, my head big. I can't cut my hair. Man, this little peanut head in the back that I got going on. I've been rubbing my hair all day. Listen, because I can feel my scalp without effort. Like, I am really overjoyed with this transformation. I've always considered myself to be like a butterfly, right? We evolve every season of our life. There's ups and there's downs, right? The wind blows and sometimes it's steady. But no matter what, you're this beautiful butterfly that is floating, just like floating easily in the sky. But you weren't always there. You started off as a caterpillar, and the caterpillar thought, I'm just a caterpillar. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. My hair not long enough. My skin not the right color. I'm not the right shape. I don't have the right amount of money. I can't get a good career. No man wants me. All of those thoughts. I don't have any friends. All of those thoughts rooted from somewhere. But then the caterpillar had to go through a transformation. Had to go into the cocoon. See what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, you got to go back to the root and pull the roots out. Because while the caterpillar's in a cocoon, it's going through. It's going through the process. honey. And I feel like the difference between us and a butterfly is we find ourselves in the cocoon often. Every time there's a season where you're going to evolve, you have to go through the transition before you can evolve, right? So when you're going through the transition, in the transition, you're in the cocoon. And in the cocoon, you feel stuck. I get real claustrophobic when I feel like I'm not growing and I'm stagnant. That's how you feeling in the cocoon. You feeling stagnant. You feeling stuck. See, you thought this was about hair. This is about you. This ain't got nothing to do with hair for real. This is deep rooted. Deep rooted. Right? So when we think about the butterfly in the cocoon, we see the after effects. We see the, ooh-wee, that butterfly is beautiful. That butterfly is flying. Look at all those beautiful colors. Oh my gosh, it's a butterfly and it's just so beautiful and so amazing. And this butterfly like, listen, sis, you don't know what it took to get here. You have no clue how many transitions I had to go through to get to this point in my life. And how many more transitions you gonna have to go through? Because that's life. Because there is time to evolve. There is time to grow. And there is much transition. Think about it. Who you are now is not who you were 10 years ago. Some of it is due to deeply rooted things that should be gone, that you still need to work on and heal from. And some of it is growth in a good way. Right? But we are the caterpillars going into a cocoon season after season after season. And it hurts and it sucks and we don't see an out for so long. But there is always an out. There is always a season when you come out of that cocoon and you will be a butterfly soaring in the sky. But you got to endure the cocoon season in order to embrace and enjoy the freedom. So I challenge you to be okay with the cocoon season. Be okay with going and digging the roots out of the dirt so you can get those things out of your heart, out of your mind, so that you can be transformed. A renewed mind transforms you. You haven't changed, but you see yourself and you see your situation and the things in front of you differently. And so I hope that for you, my beautiful butterflies, that in your cocoon season, you go ahead and go through. Because you know that the moment you bust out of that cocoon, you soar free. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shauna Speaks Life. I do hope that you enjoyed this. Be sure to share your thoughts. Give me some feedback. Let me know how you're feeling. You can do that either by hitting it up on the platform that you are seeing this on, hearing this on. You can also feel free to hit me up on Instagram, TikTok at Shauna Speaks Life. Listen, talk to me. Where's my community? I want y'all to talk to me so I can talk back to you, right? Because otherwise I'm going to feel like I'm talking to myself and I don't want to be talking to myself. I'd rather be talking to you, right? So I always remember, every day is a good day to have a great day. And my wonderful butterflies, no. So thank you so much for spending this time with me on another episode of Shauna Speaks Life. I hope that you enjoyed what we talked about. Start over again. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Shauna Speaks Life, where we are empowering women one conversation at a time. I hope this was enlightening for you, and maybe it's something that you want to share with someone else that they need to hear it or see it. And in the meantime, make sure you give me a review, comment, talk to me. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling? Are you in a cocoon season or are you soaring free right now? I want to know. Talk to your girl. Talk to your virtual bestie. Right? Let me know what's going on. So thank you for spending another day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Shauna Speaks Life. We're empowering women one conversation at a time. Listen, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss anything. But more importantly, I want to hear from you. Share a review. Hit me up on Instagram or TikTok at Shauna Speaks Life. Let me know your thoughts. Are you in the cocoon season or are you soaring in a butterfly right now in the sky? Let me know where you are. Let's talk. Let's build a community together. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Until next time, y'all. You're officially part of the Speak Life Nation. So remember, speak life to yourself, speak life to others. Until next time, y'all.